Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
That was a tough watch. Going down to 10 men is never easy for any team. Unfortunately, Saliba made a mistake. And I feel like from then on, it was just naturally difficult. We coped well, I would say, initially. And at the start of the second half, but we didn't have enough to see them off. Set piece goal was pretty much perfect. You have to applaud the goal. At the time, I could even admit that, yeah, it was a good goal. You know, it's like, what do you do about that? You can argue that someone should have got tighter to Christie, which they should have, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, you look at the goal in hindsight and you think, wow, it's a good goal. But yeah, it's never good for us to concede like that on a set piece, especially given the fact that we're so good at set pieces. So yeah, it's not, I'm not here to applaud Ryan Christie, but yeah, it was a good goal, and I'm not going to not admit that. But yeah, the second goal was, yeah, just again unfortunate. A penalty. We're down to 10 men. It just felt like everything was going against us, but that can happen. It's football, and that was it. It was. That was a full-time score, 2-0 to Bournemouth, away from home. Saliba out for the next few games. So, yeah, it was just a pretty tough game to watch. But I feel like when games like this come about and we lose or maybe we draw, I'm more measured. I don't feel like it's the end of the world because I know it's not. I know that we're in October, and there's a lot of football to be played, and yeah, there's just no need to catastrophize, because you just can't predict the future. You don't know what's going to happen with other teams and who's going to drop points today, tomorrow, or next week, for example. So it's just important to have your feet on the ground, I think. I think I've learned that with experience, having watched this team for a long time, you know, under Arteta, and, you know, my mindset is the same as before we played the game. I still back him. I still believe in the boys. I don't look at them and feel like, I don't feel this unnecessary negative emotion towards them. It's just, it's football. It happens. Am I happy that we've lost the game? Of course not. But it happens. And it happened. So that's sort of my mindset. But yeah, we have to move on. Champions League on Tuesday against Shakhtar at the Emirates at our place. So hopefully we can create a really, yeah, electrifying environment, atmosphere, as we've done in years gone by. Maybe not so much last season. But I think, you know, the mindset in the stadium is, look, we're Arsenal. We've had this project for how long? We expect results, and rightly so. And we're getting them more often than not. So that's good. But yeah, we want to make sure that when they come, they feel the heat, they feel the pressure. They know that they're in North London, N5. And if they want to have a chance, then, you know, they're going to have to play and play extremely well. Because it's our back garden, it's the lion's den. And to me, a team like Arsenal, they should have minimal losses, draws at home. It's to me, it just doesn't, it doesn't sit right with me. It doesn't sit well with me. I don't know if other people share this view, but home games are home games. You've got 60,000 plus people backing you. It's like, what's your excuse? But football's funny. Things can happen, as I know. But generally speaking, I feel like for big teams especially, losing at home, dropping points at home is pretty much unacceptable. I mean, you look at Man City, you look at their home record, it's basically impeccable. You know, why can they achieve that and why can't we? You know, we always speak about the gap between them and us. You know, does it really exist anymore? You know, maybe a little bit, but there, we can't be saying that forever. So, you know, I expect us to play our game, to win the game, to really go at them, given what's happened on the weekend. And yeah, get some more points on the board in that Champions League group of however many teams, you know. So, yeah, it's a bit of an interesting format. But I'm sure that we will cope with all the uncertainty around this new format. It's nothing for the players to worry about. You just win the next game and take it from there. I'm sure they don't look too much at the table and things like that. But I hope we'll bounce back on Tuesday, because yeah, losing to Bournemouth, losing to Brighton in the early stages of the season just doesn't sit right with me. I can accept it, but it doesn't sit right, and I just don't want us to keep dropping points in these, I don't want to say games against lesser opposition, but yeah, I mean, they are lesser opposition, let's be real, and we should be winning those games. So hopefully this doesn't become a trend, because it will naturally come back to bite us, and we don't want to be giving City, Liverpool hope like that. They've got all sorts of motivation for their games today. Not like they need it anymore. So, yeah, it just kind of has a... Yeah, it affects your thinking towards these games. You know, maybe before the game, you look at the Liverpool-Chelsea game and the City-Wolves game and you think, oh, yeah, maybe that's a good game to watch. Now it's like, why do I want to watch that? Why do I want to watch them win or just score a goal or anything like that? I'm not really interested as much as maybe I was before, but I think Liverpool-Chelsea, regardless of the result, I think that's going to be a good game, and I think naturally I'm going to watch it. But... yeah, it's never nice for Arsenal to lose. But they've lost. I accept it somewhat. And I think all we can do is focus on Tuesday. That's the next match. And that's it. It's elite sport. The margins are small. And we weren't the better team yesterday. And we have to accept it. So all eyes on the next game.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.